Okay, and then you just go in, and when it asks you for, I think it's like password, it's 4, number 4.
Okay, I say enter the meeting number.
Yeah. Go in on file.
Okay, now I'm going to join. Okay, I think I've got a 7 o'clock vital health style, and my name, email, address, and password. And that'll get me in, right?
So what, do you know the password?
For success.
For success.
Right,
and,
okay.
And the S in success is capitalized.
Okay. I think I can get in on the web then, and we won't have to tie up your telephone. Okay. Thanks a million.
You have to be on the phone, too.
I'm sorry? Okay, I'll stay on the phone. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Stay on the phone.
Okay. All right, I'm just throwing out my website.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've got something else to do, so I'll sit here and wait patiently.
All I have to do is to visit with you.
Okay.
And I'm not going to ask you what's the weather like in Texas, because you'll make...
You don't want to know. I was in Washington State once when I was a kid.
Where
it says meeting in progress.
Yeah, there you go. In progress.
Okay, yes, loading, yes, loading. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm just about in here. Okay.
Good morning, Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
Hey, this is Karen and Clay Ellum, and I, the gentleman's on the line. I forgot your name.
Oh, I'm Chuck Nelson.
Chuck Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys from Texas are out doing the ones in Washington at this point.
Okay. Let's see. I think I'm...
By the way, it was 79 degrees yesterday.
Are you trying to make me feel good?
Thought I'd like to throw that out.
Okay. Well, now that I've got my technical...
We had a heat wave here yesterday. We had 40 degrees.
Oh.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Some days I miss the snow.
Did you say you were having technical difficulties?
I got on. I'm on now. Now I'm just waiting for something to happen.
Okay. Well, a lot's going to happen, I can promise
you. Okay.
Good morning, Karen and Chuck. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good morning, Margaret. Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
And everyone else, of course.
Who else has joined us so far?
I'm here.
Who's that?
Liz Jamison.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Are you awake?
Not so much, but I'm here.
Good morning. My favorite time of day. The sunrise is happening. It is gorgeous. It's all clear, but a few clouds and orange along the skyline showing the Cascade. Water is getting a little orange also, so it's really pretty. It's even a different view every day. I can get up in time to see it. So I'm really enjoying it because, you know, I hadn't really been getting up this early for quite a long time. And I think Karen mentioned that one day, and I certainly find the same thing as too. I really enjoy the morning, and I have been missing part of it. So now I have more day. Good morning. Who's calling in?
Kathleen.
Good morning, Kathleen. You are sounding pretty hurt there.
Well, that's pretty good, because I sure don't feel good.
Oh.
Got to get over this.
sound better.
Yeah.
Sounding better.
Yep, that's good.
You know how I complained yesterday about the fact that I was having a sore throat?
Yes?
Well, it must have done a lot of good to complain because it's all gone. And I don't have a clue what was going on.
Well, part of that cleansing, I think.
What was that?
Part of that cleansing.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Karen and Liz and Chuck and Margaret and Nancy in Houston, I've got a new slide up. Might want to get on the web app. But I don't see too many of you there. I've got a new slide with a recipe on it.
Oh. What is the recipe?
Well, it's on the WebEx.
Well, I'll get on there. I'm interested in kale chips.
Kale chips are very good. Oh, baking those kale chips. I haven't tried that yet.
I haven't either, but I heard they're very good.
What are you guys talking about?
It's in the new book. Abascal book. It's one of her recipes in a little recipe book.
Huh.
So, good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. First of all, I'm going to turn off the sound wherever I put my phone. Always tells me how the chimes are on, and I already knew that because I can hear them. Just let me turn it off. Good morning again, everybody. I know that there's quite a few more of you on the call than there are on the WebEx, and you might want to get on the WebEx today. And here I am up in the corner, Ruth Williams. So good morning from Washington State on Vashon Island. And you see the name of Karen Eastwood. This is Karen. I've got to get a pointer or you will never be able to see what I'm talking about. So there I am with a red nose and my red marker. And I'll get Karen a red nose down here. That's Karen Eastwood that you see. And here's Margaret. She's on the call. And here's Monty. He's on the call on the WebEx. And I haven't got a picture yet of Nancy in Houston.
I have to wait.
And Elizabeth, I've got one, and I had a little problem getting it on here, so I'll have to try that again. So, this morning, again, we're going to look at one of the things we're trying to do in our lives. Well, good morning, Chuck. I could see you on your video.
Thank you.
Nice to be able to see what you look like. Going to be talking about inflammation and how to deal with it and to get that out of our body. And one of the reasons we want to talk about it is that all these toxins in our air and our water and our food, what we're choosing to eat, may cause a toxin attack. And what has been found is that the inflammation is a common denominator between heart disease, was one of the first ones that was announced out of England, I believe, is heart disease is epidemic, a leading cause of death, the leading cause of death. Cancer is also has inflammation as a common denominator. Strokes, diabetes, all autoimmune diseases, of course, arthritis, fibromyalgia. These are things, of course, we all want to avoid, and that's probably one of the reasons why you're on the call. But what I want to cover right here with this slide is what do you notice first? Some warning signs that you're having some inflammation problems would be some of the first ones is being overweight, a direct correlation with being overweight and inflammation, especially in our body, upper body, large stomach area is one of the first signs that you're probably going to be having heart problems. And so when you gain weight up there, that those people really do end up with heart problems a lot. And then just the abdominal overweight, and you're not unable to get rid of that, that's probably caused some inflammation. Your blood sugar goes higher than it should be. Your joints hurt. I feel immobile. What else are some of the beginning signs of inflammation that any of you have noticed, or if it's just that you know about? What else are some of the earlier signs? Or some of the earlier problems that you have? Okay, so well, those are the main ones. You guys, this is a discussion class here.
Osteoarthritis.
Okay, osteoarthritis is getting along there in the stages. Sore throat, getting sick, maybe related to inflammation. Let's go to the next slide. So on with our program here, we don't want to go in that direction, and so we want to choose things to do that will keep us really healthy all of our lives. So we have a 10 points a day for our NECAN focus on wellness. And to have a perfect day, you would have 8 ounce servings of water. So take your weight, divide it in half, and think about servings, and then you'll know how many ounces of water you should be having a day. You want to get plenty of sleep on, hopefully on a NECAN sleep system. The best way to sleep, you're getting your body during your sleep is getting its restoration, having your body get rid of the toxins. Just imagine if you don't really get rid of the toxins every night after night. Then we have to exercise to keep our body healthy. Some people have to start with a minimum amount of exercise, and then you just build up until you can really get walking quickly or whatever you choose. I have down here 15 minutes here, 5 to 15 minutes here throughout your day that you, and I'm saying here before your meal, before your snack, because then you can increase your metabolism to be able to help you to lose some weight if you need to lose weight. It just keeps you moving. And who was I talking to yesterday? And just we were talking and said that, you know, sometimes you feel like your joints are stiff, and certainly that has happened to me. And so you get out, don't feel like you're exercising, but you get out there and move around, and then your joints get to moving, and you feel so much better. Any comments as we go along? So we have breakfast, and sometimes we have a body balance shake with some nutritionals. I'm going to show that in just a moment. And then we have a lunch. We have two snacks. And I choose to have my snack, one snack, really early in the morning, and then one in the afternoon. And finding that I sleep so much better when I don't have something to eat before I go to bed. Also, if you have some weight to lose, you'll probably be more inclined to gain weight when you just eat and go to bed. I'm not sure how that works with blood sugar problems. Well, I have a low blood sugar problem, and so if I have to be sure I get that snack really early in the morning if I don't have a meal right then. And if somebody would like to address with a high blood sugar problem, are you able to go without that snack at night, or do you have to have it? I had that question. Somebody can address that for me.
It's kind of best to have the snack at night, but make sure that it's a type of one that doesn't produce a whole lot of sugar in your body prior to going to bed.
Okay, thanks, Monty. I thought that might be the case.
I like to have body balance at night. You know, when I get the munchies at night, that's what I have, and that way I have, you know, protein to carry me through the night, but not something that's going to be heavy or hard to digest.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so, and so right before when we ran the call, we had blocks of how much to eat, and we're going to look at how we're deciding that now. You can still use the zone blocks to figure out how much you're going to eat, but our focus is much more on getting rid of the acidity in our body, because the acidity definitely leads to inflammation. And so over here on this side of the chart, it says most acidic. Well, I almost didn't put these on here because you shouldn't eat NutraSweet or Equal or Sucralose or any of those chemical things that could make you sweeten your food. Here's my favorite over here, most alkaline stevia, a natural herb to sweeten with. Also good, maple syrup, rice syrup, raw sugar, raw honey. Some of these things, now this chart has pretty much everything on it today, and we'll go on the website today, the ybhurton.com or .biz website. And so it has, I think, everything on it. You'll find some things in more than one place, such I might have, if I could fit them, but you can't put everything in the world on this. You'll have to get yourself a book. I primarily use Dr. Berruti's Alkalize or Die book, and with a looking at the acid alkaline food guide also. If it's over here and over on this side also, or in a couple of places, the further to the left is more processed, more refined. If anything, if you have anything that's processed, the things in the boxes, the things that have so many things in the label that you can't read them, they're going to be over here in the acidic, in the most acidic or else acidic range. And if they're, usually, if they're raw, they're going to be over on this side more. If they're more cooked or something, they'll usually be over here. Like, I think I have eggs on here twice. There's eggs here, and then hard-boiled eggs are over in this one. But the lightly cooked or raw ones are in this one, in the least acidic, I should say. I'm forgetting some people are only on the phone. Okay, so then going to this page with our Nican smoothie, anti-inflammatory one. We have the world's best protein smoothie powder. It has... The pea protein in it, and this is the most absorbable protein that they could have. And of course, now Nican has no animal products in their body balance, so if you're vegan, you can have that. And it suggests that you put in 3 scoops. If you're only having your body balance in water, and you might use 3. This is about 3 scoops. But we usually put some other things in, and you can do 2 scoops or whatever, however many you feel, to meet your protein needs. And so right here in the brown is all the things that are about the body balance. So we have the pea protein. It has a sweetener. It's all natural, of course. It's stevia, which is the herb, and the brown rice sweetener. And so that's all very healthy. And also very alkaline, yahoo. And then we have, let's see, it just so happens that 1 scoop of the protein powder is about 9 grams of protein. And the carbohydrates happen to be, of the pea protein, about, or 1 scoop of the whole body balance is 9 grams. So we have lots of room to add more fruits and vegetables to get what we'd need if we were using the zone program that some of us are very familiar with. So I always add an egg to mine. Maybe I only even add an egg if I have, I'm fixing it for Dennis, and then I probably only use Dennis and I, then I'll add still only one egg. If some other people, that then I might add a couple of eggs for a couple of, an egg per cup. An egg, raw egg then I guess also would be neutral. So now then we want to get ourselves a nice alkaline drink. What are we going to put in it? Well, we could put pineapple in it, a portion of banana, frozen watermelon. That's a 7.5 right there. Yahoo! More berries. Some more. Most berries are up there in the 6 points on the alkaline side. 7.5 being about the highest you can get in a food. Twig of parsley over there in the 7 point. Most alkaline. Short piece of celery. I think that's a 6 point. And a small bunch of spinach leaves. There's some disagreement in different books on how much the spinach leaves are. Also, if it's cooked, it's over on the other side. Some of the foods don't change, but that one did. So, now then, how are we going to eat? You want to aim at fixing your smoothie the same ratio as you're eating. And there's your breakfast meal over here. If you're having a smoothie, well, then you're having about half protein, which all these other things have protein in them. Also, our spinach and all of our foods have some protein in them, so you don't have to get all your protein from an egg or from the body balance even. So half of it is going to be the protein, and half of it would be the vegetables and fruit. This can be a third. This could be two-thirds even on breakfast. But one thing we want to note is no grains for breakfast. It's suggested by Kathy Abascal in her Quieting Inflammation book. And I know that I had already discovered that this is true for me. I have so much more energy. I feel bad when I have grains for breakfast. I know that Dennis doesn't. He can eat grains for breakfast, but I think that this is something you'd want to try, is to take a good period of time and take the grains out of your breakfast and try without. And so there are lots of other things. Nuts are not grains. You can eat nuts in the morning.
Pardon?
Have eggs?
I thought she added.
Okay, you guys, please don't talk while other people. You can just, if we want to discuss this, discuss on here. Then for lunch and dinner, it's a third of portion of grains and protein and two-thirds of the vegetables and fruit for all your other meals and snacks. Or...
sounded like Monty's injected in there.
Chuck, if you could mute yourself.
Sure.
Mute yourself, Chuck. I think...
Hello? I'm going to open the back of the stove.
Star 6 to mute.
I think the fan is plugged in.
Just star 6. Anybody who's... has a noise, please star 6. Thank you. Okay, so any questions and comments on this? Questions or comments?
Barely anything in there. Something about this wood, it's your room size.
Is everybody else be able to talk?
Hey, Ruth.
Yes,
I was eating blueberries. And I noticed blueberries are over on the acidic side.
They are on the edge of neutral, maybe. They are on the other side, but then looking at the chart, they're over here.
They're the least acidic. Right.
So this is still a neutral zone, and they have definitely enough value that we will still want to eat them. So what can we do about that? Then we can put... have something, then you want to go over here and eat some one of these things or these things at the same time. You'll still be well into the neutral thing. You can just have, and this is what I put, slices of watermelon, frozen watermelon in my drink. I have frozen lemon slices. I have squeezed lime juice in my ice cube trays so I can squeeze out the lemons and squeeze out them, and I just put the juice in the ice cube trays.
Ah, okay. It's a good idea.
And so then you just stick one of those in there, and that'll balance out your blueberries.
Berries, okay.
some people say, I'm not sure, these grapes, they're there because the riper the fruit, the more alkaline it will be. There's a riper papaya over here, and some people put it over, well, I do have it in both places, since I had enough room over here. So that was a very good question, Margaret. Okay. Yes.
Hi, this is Kelly. Hey, you alluded to a lot of the vegetables that you were noting that are alkaline in raw form. Are you saying that once they're steamed and or sautéed that they change their alkalinity value back into more neutral or even an acidic?
Well, there's only a few that made that comment, Kelly. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying not to shout into the phone. But you alluded to that all of the alkaline vegetables and such, once the process, the cooking process takes place, they become now more acidic. Could you go into that a little bit more? Or?
Well, I'm glad you asked this because I didn't see any indication for most of them. Like, here's your spinach over here, and then here's your spinach over here. But I don't know that the rest of them do that.
Oh, okay. I was just once you transform them in the cooking process, they no longer, in other words, a raw diet versus, you know, the way most of us acquire our vegetables, which is cooked, steamed, or some form of process. Okay. Thank you.
Maybe somebody else knows more about that than I do. I don't know about all of them.
Okay. But that's true of spinach in particular, huh?
That was mentioned.
Okay.
Does anybody else have a comment? That would be something that would be good for us to investigate.
Ruth?
You read up on it, yes.
One of the things you can do when you're cooking vegetables or steaming them or do whatever, and that is the use of the waterfall pie-make water, the alkaline water, because you can, let's assume that we take spinach and we cook it, if utilizing the alkaline water in the cooking process or the steaming process, let's assume that it does go more acidic. What you're doing is you're combating that. In other words, it won't become as much acidic if you use the alkaline water for the cooking purposes.
What a good idea. Just imagine our soup.
Well, that's given. I mean, tap water is only for cleaning pots and pans, kids.
That's Kelly. I love having Kelly on. She always does it. Anyway. Well,
that's you take
Kelly.
A lot of trips to the pantry to go get the alkaline water during dinner.
Hi, Ruth. This is Mary Lou. And
good morning.
I don't know about the alkalinity thing, but you know. I go back to this time when I had paid a lot of money to be on a diet. And I do remember one thing that's always stuck in my head was that whenever I wanted to have vegetables, the chart that we were given, I wish I still had a copy of it, was one serving was usually a half a cup of cooked, or if I had a vegetable that was raw, I could have sometimes a cup and a half, 2 cups, 3 cups. I mean, it was, and the reason they said was that when you cook it, it turned more to sugar, which if it's turning more to sugar, I would imagine it would end up, you know, I'm guessing that it would be more than on the acidic side.
Hmm. That may not, Mary Lou, that may not be true, though, if you do a low glycemic vegetable as opposed to, like, corn, cauliflower, carrots, naturally.
Well, corn's not a vegetable. Corn's nothing but a starch.
Well, true, but most people consider it a vegetable, and
yeah.
They'll have a gigantic heaping of it, not realizing.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I think that was one of them that was never even on our list, so.
Yeah, it's not on my list anymore.
No.
Oh, I'm not taking it off my list. But
I use it as a condiment.
Yeah, we shouldn't probably eat 3 or 4 ears of it.
They feed the cattle corn.
To fatten them up.
Yeah.
Well.
Exactly. So why would we eat it?
Well, how about oats?
Well, if it's a whole oat, another
thing.
I was sad to see the beans over here because I always felt that they were a good protein.
I was too, Karen. I thought, well,
it's Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I was too, but then I help it out by putting cheese on my beans. Where's yet?
That same column. Under eggs and dairy.
Oh, the cheese, yeah. Where I remember where I put the beans.
Oh, they're right above, and they're up there on vegetables. You've got pinto beans, navy beans, lima beans.
Oh,
but kidney beans are the least acidic. That's probably the one we have the most around here.
You know, and I've been using this little teeny azuki, and I don't think they're any better than the rest of them. Oops, wrong book. Too many books. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten azuki beans, but they have the most protein in it.
How do you spell that, Ruth? What are you saying?
Don't have them on there. I think A-Z-U-K-I. So, no, it's not. It's A-D-U-K-I. A-D is in duck.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, and they are 3.5. They're over here also. All of them. And the lentils are over there, too. Did I, maybe I forgot to put the lentils on. I'll put the lentils on before we put it on there. Add the lentils. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? We want to make some soup or something. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to put that alkaline water in there. I didn't even think about that, Monty. I'm so glad you said that. And then come over here and find some vegetables and put in my soup. I never make rice that's plain. I always have celery in it, spinach in it, a lot of cabbage in my soup. You know, there's so many other things in here that we can help to balance it with. Just not going to eat plain beans anymore. So, any other comments there? A chart that you can use into when you're first starting the program, you want to go and measure yourself and put in all your measurements and your weight. And Martha C. talks about this a lot more on Tuesday, so we're not going to talk about it today. And here's our base is pine bag water. There's all our fruits and vegetables and a little teeny bit of grains and beans and things up here. You put in your soups or whatever. So, anybody have any questions on anything or anything else to discuss? That's pretty much what I was planning to say for today.
Ruth, this is Kathleen, and I'm really, really glad to hear this because I've been making a green smoothie, and I figure, well, 3 scoops of protein would be a serving. So if I'm going to have it 2 times a day, I put in 6. And I put in 2 eggs. I must just be overloading.
With your protein, particularly. Certainly, you're not got any weight problem, but you might want to look at that balance. That's true. There could be other things that could be affected by eating so much protein.
I think I need to look at it because my body feels just... It must be really inflamed because it just feels spongy, and that's not my normal state.
Okay. Go for the alkaline.
Yes. Well, I try to stay alkaline, but I'd need a little balancing, I think. Man, you really figured that out nicely. I really, it's a great to hear this with what everybody puts in.
I love these WebExes. You can show everybody what you're talking about, and sometimes I think I can show everybody better with a picture or a recipe. And I will change this water to Pie Mag water. You certainly want to have your Pie Mag water from your new water, from your waterfall or your water bottle, if you don't have a waterfall, to get that really alkaline water, 8.5, yahoo, higher than any of our foods. Okay, everybody, our 30 minutes is up, and so thank you for joining us. Certainly enjoyed having you here with me. It would be fun to be talking to no one, and so have a great day, and we'll be on with Monty tomorrow. Let me get back here and show you. We have a picture of Monty right there, and we always love it when Monty's here talking to us. So he'll be here tomorrow, and we hope that you'll all join us again.
All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth.